Hey there, NAC Warrior. Sorry for today's episode. It's going to be a little rough. Having some technical difficulties, but at the same time, going through the cleanse has really knocked me for a loop, which this is the first time that's happened, and I'm not sure why, but I have some ideas why that might be happening. So I just wanted to share that with you because right now, my body is going through some awesomeness as I go through the cleanse here. And I was working on some content and it just wasn't going to happen. I think part of it started the 2 nights ago when I stayed up way too late and didn't get enough sleep, which then led into the first day of the cleanse or the reset that I'm doing. And when I was doing that yesterday, I was doing pretty good, actually. I was just really tired because of the lack of sleep. But I started with the water, with the drops, the alkaline drops, and I ended up having 3 of those last night. So 48 ounces of water. But then I had 32 ounces of green drink, which it wasn't that bad. The brand that I had, from a taste perspective, it wasn't that bad. But by the end of the day, my mouth was getting dry. The other part of the problem I had yesterday was I went to my fridge and I thought I had bought a lot of food. But unfortunately, when I looked in there, there was no vegetables. And so I thought to myself, what the heck? So I ended up going grocery shopping. But for lunch, I had like this minuscule, barely anything for a lunch. And then I realized actually I had some nuts, and I forgot to mention this in the cleanse. The episode I talked about the cleanse, like how to do it. I forgot to mention that you can do nuts if you want to. So I had some almonds and was chomping on those. But yesterday, I was able to go to the grocery store and get my produce that I needed in order to have food for the next day and last night. So I ate a whole bunch of vegetables last night, which was really good. And then I went to bed at midnight because I was just hurting, really hurting. And if you know, if you've been following me, you know midnight's pretty early for me. So, but then this morning I woke up and I had a tremendous headache. I'm all congested. I'm feeling nauseous, or I was feeling nauseous. So I just started the day waking up very slowly and just taking it little by little. And the first thing I did was grab some water, 16 ounces with the alkaline drops. That kind of helped a little bit. And also I needed to do some breathing. So I did some deep belly breathing, which I don't know, my body felt like that's what it needed. I almost felt like I was claustrophobic, like I was losing, I couldn't breathe. And the pain in my head was moving from all around the head to the front to the eyes, and it just kept moving. With the breathing, that kind of helped the headache. And I don't take medicine unless it's usually for medical reasons, I really need it. So I don't take migraine or headache medicine. So I kind of force my way through it. But the breathing helped, and now I'm not feeling as nauseous, but I still feel kind of queasy at the same time. So I'm on that borderline. This is the part, I guess, for me. This is the first time I've experienced this, so this is kind of new for me. But for some of you, if you do the cleanse, I can tell you for sure that it's not always like this. I've never had this experience before. I usually just coast right through this. But this time my body's reacting. It could be the lack of food. It could be the lack of, sleep, the combination. So, we'll take this day by day, but This is when you want to unleash your inner warrior. Like, unleashing your inner warrior to get us through these moments is why I, you know, have that in the program of the NAC Warrior Roadmaps, because it is super important, especially if you go like through a reset, or if you want to call it a cleanse, whatever you want to call it, or you're going through a program that has you throw everything out the door and you decide that you do want to go crazy and exercise for 30 minutes, you set yourself up to experience pain. And in order to get through that, unleashing your inner warrior is the way to help you do that. And really focus in on the mental aspect. This is where the mental aspect comes in. We got to know that this is temporary. We can do this. We can get through this. And we can do this together. Like, I hope you're following along with me here. But we can do this together. And you will get through it. And if you need extra support, come join us on our Facebook group, NAC Warriors. And come jump in there and share your experience with us. That way you can camaraderie with us for those who are doing the cleanse. So just know that this is where the mentality comes in, because I talk about this, that your brain is like, whoa, hey, what's going on here? So your body's trying to get rid of toxins because we're detoxifying our bodies. And your brain at the same time is like, whoa, hey, where's that food that I'm used to? What is this water stuff? What is this green drink stuff? And your body sends out signals like, I want to go back to normal. I want to go back to normal. And this is where your inner warrior needs to come out temporarily, because we're gonna switch back to normal. When I say normal, I'll explain that as we get closer to the end of the cleanse. But your body's trying to get back to normal and go back to that food that you were eating, go back to the routine it's used to having. So this again is where the NAC, unleashing your inner warrior, becomes very important. And you, from a mindset, need to start thinking, okay, like, we got to get past this. Like, just, this is temporary. And this is why I don't like to do, normally I don't ask people to switch things up tremendously, because this is what you're going to go through. Some of you, I should say most of you, will probably experience some sort of pain trying to do a major switch. But when you make it temporary, and you know it's temporary, then it makes it a lot easier. But you don't want to make it harder than it really needs to be, right? So when you do a cleanse, just take that into consideration. If you decide that you're going to throw your world upside down because you're going to do one of those 30, 60, 90-day plans and throw everything out the window, or throw everything out in the trash, then just know that the pain that you're going to go through, it is temporary, but you're fighting your brain. And right now, your brain is saying, I want to go back to what I used to do, right? Like, and so we have to understand that and know that's what the brain wants to do. So when we transition from the cleanse to back to quote unquote normal life, we have to do it in a way that makes sense. And I'll talk more about that, because this is, I'm actually walking through the actual process. The only difference right now from my past when I did this before was that I didn't have this experience of headache and queasiness. So this is new for me. So those of you who have experienced this, I can empathize with you now, because I'm experiencing it. Before, I was like, oh, this is easy peasy. So, So this is just part of the process. We'll keep going the next day. We'll get through this day. It should be a lot better. Day 3 may be just as the same experience, but by day 4, we should feel much better. So if you're out there doing the cleanse, keep going. You got this. I'm on your side. I'm with you. Again, join our Facebook group. That way you can, share your experiences, and you can share our experiences together. Sorry, my brain is still a little slow as well. So, with that, I will see you tomorrow, talk to you tomorrow. And, have a good one.